This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome, everyone. Bruchim Abom to the Kollel Eger Deperka. Parshas Vayishlach. So Esav is coming with his entourage. He's coming. He means business. He's coming with 400 men. And Yaakovinu sends a messenger, sends a message. He commanded them, saying, so shall you say to my master, to Esav, I lived with Lavan and I delayed until now. Says Rashi, what exactly is the message that Yaakovinu is sending to Esav? Imlavan garti, why would Esav care where Yaakov lived? So Yaakov is saying, don't be jealous of me. Don't get so upset that I'm successful. I didn't become a minister. I didn't become important. Elagera, I'm a sojourner. It is not worthwhile to hate me over the blessing of your father. It was never fulfilled. The brachas don't do anything anyway. You're jealous of the bracha. The bracha didn't do anything. Davar acher, another pshat. Garti b'gamatria taryag. The numerical value of garti is 613. Keloimar. What Yaakov was saying to Esav was as follows. Im lavan harasha garti, the taryag mitzvah shamarti. I kept all 613. V'loi lamadati mimas av haram. So Yaakovinu was sending word to Esav, don't mess with me. Yes, there's an opt-out clause that Yitzchak told you, that if you have cause to be aggrieved, that if I'm not mekayim the Torah, then you could sort of usurp the brachos. But I kept it pretty good. I kept all 613, even in the house of Laban. But here's the question. The one thing that Yaakov cannot say is he cannot say Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. Because even though Yaakov Avinu certainly kept everything he could, but there is one notable exception. And that is, not Kibbutz, he did not violate Kibbutz. How did he violate Kibbutz?
He didn't visit his father.
What?
14 years.
No, he was never punished for that. He was punished for delaying, which didn't happen yet. So that's not the problem. Okay? There's a different problem. Right? The problem is who he married. Right, Yaakov Avinu was married to Rachel and Leah. He's married to two sisters. Last I checked, you're not allowed to marry two sisters. That's what it says in the Torah. In fact, the Marsha wants to know. The Marsha explains, a famous Marsha in Sanhedrin Daf Yotes, how was Yaakov allowed to be married to two sisters? So many are not familiar with this very famous Marsha. That he wants to know if Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, how did he marry two sisters? It's something the Torah was destined to answer. He said like this. That's the Ramban. Now we're learning the Marsha. The Marsha says, yeah, thank you. The Marsha says that how could Yaakov marry two sisters? He says, not a problem. Oh, technically, why? How did he marry Rachel? You know, what did he give her? He gave her a ring that cost $100. He gave her kesef. He gave her shava kesef. He was mekadesh her, says Marsha, with hanoas mechilas milva. He said to Lavan, evodcha sheva shanim, I'm going to work for you for 7 years. You're going to owe me the money. I'm going to be moichel the money. And even though the Gemara says in Kedushin, mekadesh b'milva, eino mekodeshes, mekadesh behanoas mechilas milva mekodeshes. Yaakov Avinu was moichel the debt. And in the hanoa that Yaakov got, the hana that Yaakov was giving by being moichel the debt, Rachel was married to him. So Rachel was married to him well before the night that he lived with Leah. So he was married to Rachel. Why was he married to Leah? Because he lived with Leah. V'hinei baboiker Leah. So you say, no, but it was a mekachtos. Not a mekachtos. Ein adam boil bilasa bilas nos. Yaakov's kavana was, whoever this is, I'm a chavein to mekadesh. So you say, but then the kedushin is not toifes. Kedushin is not toifes on two sisters. Sure it is. Before the Torah is given, avada kedushin is toifes on two sisters. So you want to know how could Yaakov marry two sisters? Rachel he married, and Leah he lived with. So that's how he married two sisters. Now what do you want the guy to do? You want him to divorce one of them? It's not going to help. Because the other one will still be Achois Gerushasai. And even, you're not going to marry, even after the Torah is given, you can't marry Achos. So it's not going to help to marry, to divorce one of them. Elamai, says the Marsha, divorce both of them. Nah, you expect him to divorce both of them? That's all the Marsha says. It says the Marsha, in the end, V'hashta afim hayu megarish achas mehem, v'hoyho yochel lekayim davar shasida tar lasar. Because they're both married. She certainly cannot have divorced both.
Why not?
Now the Marshal doesn't explain why couldn't he have divorced both and marry somebody else. Go for a third. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOitzar explains in the brackets that he cannot have divorced both because Baruch HaKodesh, he saw Klal Yisrael would come out of one of these women, at least. Now, even though Yaakov Avinu kept the Torah, but he kept it as a chumrah, but he's not going to jeopardize the Jewish people because he wants to keep a personal chumrah. So therefore, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, we understand Yaakov is justified for marrying two sisters. Sister number one, he married. Sister number two, he lived with. So he's married two sisters. He can't divorce one. He can't divorce both. That's fine. We have no tainas on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is a really swell guy. He's one of the avos. We have no problem. His face could be on the kisei. He could remain Bechir Shabbat Avos, no problems. We have no beef with Yaakov Avinu, but there's one question. One statement that Yaakov made was inaccurate. He cannot say V'taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. We don't have any tainus on Yaakov. We're not criticizing him. Maybe he wasn't punished. maybe he won't be mezame. When Mashiach comes, we're not going to give him the kais of Berachas HaMazon. No problem. Not everyone could bench every time. Only one person could do the Berachas HaMazon. But still, ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, how could Yaakov Avinu say the Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti? He didn't keep Taryag Mitzvah. You could give every excuse in the world why he didn't keep the mitzvah. But at the end of the day, he was mevatel the mitzvah. So he can't say, I kept taryag mitzvahs. We have no tainas on you. That's like a guy, he's studying for smicha and he doesn't show up for the test. So he says, I couldn't show up for the test, the highway was closed. No problem, I have no taina on you. But you can't get smicha because you didn't take the test. I don't care why you didn't take the test. So Yaakov Avinu says, I kept 613. No, he didn't. That's fine.
No,
that's fine. I don't. He can not mechuyev. He's potter, and if
mitzvahs he can't have. So there is no 613 to start with.
But he says mechuyev with 610.
He said I kept 613. The one simple question. I came all the way from the five town just to ask you, but he didn't. That's it. But he didn't. That's a separate question. Yeah. True. True. So that's a separate question. That's a separate topic. Can anyone keep 613? There are different ways. Different ways. Yes. Answer is yes. You could learn it. You could arvus. But one thing you can't do is 613 when you violate one of the 613. That nobody could do. Okay. So that's question number one. Let's move on. So Rabbi Yosef Engel brings. There's more than one question. And there are more than 10 questions. Okay. Look at number six. The Gemara in Kedushin wants to know: are women chayiv in mitzvahs she'in hazman grama? Are women chayiv in mitzvahs she'in hazman grama? Are women chayiv in mitzvahs that are not governed by time? Absolutely. However, how about learning? Do women have to learn Torah? No. Women do not have to learn Torah. Is Torah zman grama or is Torah lav zman grama? Torah is lav zman grama because you're chayiv in Talmud Torah. Yaimam v'layla, day and night. So Torah is one mitzvah that women are pater from, and even though it's in hazman grama. So you'll ask to learn out from there. No, we're not going to, that's a kasha, learn out from Talmud Torah. So Gemara says we're not going to learn out from Talmud Torah. Because we actually found another case of a mitzvah, she'in hazman grama, and they're also pater from it. What's another example of a mitzvah saseh, she'in hazman grama, the women are pater from? The mitzvah of pru urvu. Are women obligated in pru urvu? Absolutely not. Women have absolutely no obligation in pru urvu. They might have a mitzvah of sheves, they may have a mitzvah of drabanon, but not pru urvu. The Meshech Chachma says, if it hurt, God doesn't tell you to do it. So, for a man, no problem. For a woman, it's painful. Ribbon Shalom is a Hashem never commanded a woman in the mitzvah of Pruravu. Fine. So Pruravu is Ein Azman Grama. Talmud Torah is Ein Azman Grama. Therefore, Prove what?
They say in the Gemara that you can only do it at night.
That's Midarach Midois or Midarach Hasidos. But the Gemara says Tamar Chacham Mafel B'Talisai, so it's not categorically excluded. Okay, but you're barking up a good tree. The Gemara says that Talmud Torah is Ein Hazman Grama and women are Pater. Puravu is Ein Hazman Grama and women are Pater. And we apply the principle, Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. Yeah? Comes Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the all-time great Ga'onim. He lived from 1859 to 1920. A year and a half ago, I was zoicha to go to Austria for one reason, to go to the kever of Rabbi Yosef Engel in Vienna. A beautiful kever, beautiful cemetery. It was a big zchus to be at his makam nuchasa. Rabbi Yosef Engel was on the all-time great ge'onim, someone who synthesized nigla, nistar, chasidus, kabbalah, lamdus, topol, all in one tapestry. And whenever you have the privilege to learn a piece of Rabbi Yosef Engel, you're really journeying throughout Kol HaTorah Kula, which what we're going to do in the next half hour or so. We're going to quickly review Bavli and Yushalmi v'Kol HaTorah Kula in this particular drasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel has one simple question. How could the Gemara say that Pru Ravu is Ein Zman Grama? It's Zman Grama, absolutely.
Why?
On Yom Kippur, it's Aser to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Pru Ravu. You're not allowed to. It's one of the Chamisha Inuyim. So according to the Shitos HaRishonim, that the Chamisha Inuyim are Isurei Do'iraisa. Now, not everybody agrees to that, but according to those who say that Tasha Shamita on Yom Kippur is Isurei Do'iraisa. So now, Pru Ravu is a Mitzvah Shazman Groma because you're only Chayiv 364 days a year. Now Tisha B'Av is the Drabanan. And the point you mentioned maybe is not categorically excluded. But Yom Kippur, that's a 24-hour period that you can't be Mekayim in the Mitzvah Puravu. Now, just as an aside, it seems that Rabbi Yosef Engel is learning that the Mitzvah Puravu is not, like the Menchas Chinuch writes, being the father of a boy and a girl. Because if the Mitzvah was being the father of, that is always applicable. He learns that the Mitzvah is the Maisa Bia. Like Tosfos implies in Chagigah and in Gittin, that it's the Maisa Bia is the Mitzvah Pru Ravu, and in that case, that cannot be performed on Yom Kippur. Frekt Rabbi Yosef Engel, why is Pru Ravu Eina Zman Grama? It should be Zman Grama. Question number three. A Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara wants to know, can a Kohen do Yibam? Can a Kohen Gadol do Yibam? On the one hand, you have a mitzvah saseh of Yibam. On the other hand, the Gemara says that for a Kohen to live with an almana is a lav. A Kohen Gadol to live with an almana is a lav. And is an asay, v'hu isha b'vsuleha yikach. Ein asay doicha lois asay v'asay. A high priest. The one that wears the breastplate with the stones. He cannot do the mitzvah of Yibam. Why? Ein asei doicha lois asei vasei. That's the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Chaf. Frek Tosfos on Daf Hey. We know that even though ein asei doicha lois asei vasei, but that's a regular lois asei vasei. But if it's a weak lois asei vasei, what we call a lois asei, a lav she'enoi shava b'kol, a lav that's not applicable, it's not a universal lav, then we say, Asay is doicha lois asay vasay. Frek Tosfos, why can't a Kohen Gadol do Yibam? Asay is doicha lois asay vasay, she'en o shava baka. That's Tosfos' kasha. Got it?
Yeah.
Frek Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's Tosfos talking about? When do we say Asay pushes away a lava Asay she'en o shava baka? That's when the Asay is strong and the Asay is shava baka. But what if the Asay is ain't a shava baka? The assay of Yibam is not Shavah B'Kol, because not everybody could do Yibam. Really? Who can't do Yibam? Everyone could do Yibam. There's one guy who can't do Yibam. The Melech. The Melech. The king. The Melech can't judge a case. He can't be judged. Can't testify. Can't testify about him. Can't do Chalitza. Can't have Chalitza done on his wife. And he can't do Yibam. Frekt Rabbi Yosef Engel, how could Tosfos ask, let the assay of Yibam push off the lava assay of living with an almana, but the assay of Yibam is Ein Shaveh B'Koil.
When is that Shaveh
because not everyone in Klal Yisrael could do Yibam. A melech, a king, doesn't do Yibam. So it's an aseh that doesn't apply by everyone. So Rabbi Yosef Engel advances one of his premier theses, and that is, this concept that you've probably heard before is really derived from the three questions we just asked, and that is, if you're off by one, you're still on target. Off by one doesn't count. You want to know, why does the Gemara say that Pru Revu is Lav Zman Grama? But what do you mean, on Yom Kippur, you can't be Mekayim Pru Revu? It's one day a year. One day doesn't count. One day, though, if you're only missing one day, if you could find me one other day, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, or one other time, that's fine. But one day, we ignore it. Let it slide. Let it go. It's not a big deal. It's like you did it. You want to know, Yibum is Shavu Bakol. Aye, but there's one guy who can't do Yibum. One guy. Don't bring me a riot for one guy. One is not a... What?
Okay, one system. Another one. What do you want?
6:13. Okay, so let's see some other examples. I didn't answer the first one yet, but let's examine a number of other sources where we see this principle that you could be off by one. Okay, so comes Rabbi Yosef Engel. You know, Rabbi Yosef Engel was a tremendous guy. There was once a big machloikis between two women. There was a pile of laundry. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, the case was brought to him. So he told one of his kids, put some dirty socks in the laundry. They come back the next day. One woman says, "Coolishly." The other woman says, "Except for these dirty socks." He said, "Okay, that's the right one." By the way, in Vienna, so in the Vada Vienna, Rabbi Yosef Engel's Hechsher said on it, Toiv Shabbatabachim Shutafoi Shalamalek. Like, Shutafoi Shalamalek. That's what it says in the end of Kedushin. The best butchers are partners with Amalek. The Pashupshad is, the butchers are tough guys. You know, they're a mafia, mafioso. But he said, no. He said, you can't be a butcher, really. Because if you're a butcher, what if the animal's in a velo trefa? You're going to want to make money off of it. So he would insist that the butchers have a non-Jewish partner. And the non-Jewish partner would get a cut of every sale. And if there was an avela, it would go to the non-Jewish butcher. And this way, if an animal is an avela, the yid wouldn't really lose a lot because it could go to his partner. He said, otherwise, if you don't have an amaleki partner, there's too much of a chemdas mama to be in the kashrus business. So his hechsher said, Toiv shebetabachim shutafoi shalamalek. That was the shtempel on the, and the chicken, they used to have that little shotness label they used to put on. Go ahead. So that's what it said on his plumba. Okay. Be it as it may, the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. Asher tziva Hashem lemar. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha fara aduma timima. It has to be complete. It has to be whole. Says Rashi, she'im hayu ba shtei sarois shchoyrois psula. If the cow has two black hairs, it's puzzle. Frech Rabbi Yosef Engel, I don't understand. Why two black hairs? It says it has to be completely red. Even one black hair should render the paraduma unfit. Is a raya from Chazal that one black hair, the cow is still considered 100% red. Otherwise, why would Chazal say you have to, it's puzzle if it's two, even one? The answer is one off doesn't count. Next raya, number five. There's a shayla in halacha. I sell you I sell you my hat, right? This hat I got in Israel. You can have this hat for $200. Okay, fine. So I give you the hat, and you give me an envelope, and I come home, and I open up, and there's $199. Is a good sale or not a good sale? Uh-huh. We made a deal. I said, I want $200 for the hat. So I would say, Avadis, it's a mekach tos. I said, I want $200. You didn't give me $200. There's a shayla in Bava Metzia, look at number 17. He sold wine. He was missing one zuz. And he said, I'm not moichel. I want the zuz. Yasir Ravashi become a ayin baki. Hi gavna mai. Kani, I like kani. asked Rabbi Yosef Engel, why in the world would it be a good sale? $198, for sure it's a mekach tas. So why $199 good? Apparently there's an idea that if you're off by one, you basically made the cut. We see again, v'chahina, many examples, that if you're off by one, that still counts. Here's another example.
In Mecca, there's only two zoos, so you can't be off by one.
Well,
what if it's only two zoos in Mecca? You can't be off by half.
You say, I sold you something for $100 million, you give me 50? It's off by one, whatever one is. It could be the $2, so then one would be one dime. It has to be relative to the sum total. Here's another example. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, how many malachis are there? How many avos malachis are there? 39. The only thing is it doesn't say that. What does it say? Arboim chasarachas. So Frekta Tosis Yomtif, did it cost money to say 39? Don't say it's easier, it's actually harder. 39 is two words, Arboim chasarachas is three words. It would have been more concise and more tzimzach to say 39. Why does it say 40 minus 1? The answer is because since there's a Mishnah Malkus that says that you get 40 Malkus Arbam Chasar Achas, and there the reason why the Tana does this is because it says Arbam Yakenu. So Agav that the Tana used that expression in Malkus because it's based on the Lashon of the Pasuk. So by Shabbos it also uses this expression of 40 minus 1. Ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, very nice for Malkus, very nice for Shabbos. But what about the Braisa on Zvachim? The Braisa Zvachim on Kuf Yud Chesam at Beis number 20 on your sheet says Tana Rabbanon Yimei Oya Moyed Shabemidbar Arbaim Shana Chasar Achas. They were in the Midbar 40 years minus one. So say it, say 39. You can't give this answer, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, when it comes to Zvachim Kuf Yud Chesam at Beis. The real answer is whenever a number is off by one, it is correct to say the rounded off number because off by one doesn't count. What is the reason why off by one doesn't count? Why are you allowed to be off by one? Because it says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you could always look at a collection of details. As aside from the fact that it's a collection of details, it's also one composite entity. So as one composite entity, that is an additional dimension of what you're looking at, aside from the details of it. And therefore, it is always correct when you get to the number 39 to say 40, because there are 40 things here, the 39 parts, plus the composite sum total. But if you want to... Yeah, but... But conceptually, it is accurate to say 40. You did give the guy 40 malchus. You gave him 40 malchus. When you gave the guy 39 malchus, you gave him 40. Because aside from each little whip, he got the package of malchus. That's what it is. So conceptually, we're permitted to call it 40, even though when you count it, you get 39. Now the truth is, this is not Rabbi Yosef Engel's chiddush. The Rush says it, a very well-known Rush, Masechta Pesachim. The Rush says, anybody here during Sfiras HaOmer count 50 days. So the truth is really, according to some Rishonim, you do count 50 days. The Rekach Shita is, you have to count 50 days. It says, Tisbruch HaMishim Yoim. That's why the Rekach says, when you make Kiddush, Shavuos night, you have in mind that the Kiddush should be a Kiyum of the counting of the 50th day. But that's the Shita of the Rekach. Almost all the Rishonim say, no, you only count 49 days. Ask the Rush, so why does it say, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim? He says, like Kashamidi, Derech HaMikra, Kishamagia HaMinyan, Leskum Asirus. It is the manner of Psukim. When you get up to a whole number, minus one, you count it. You count it. Ve'einoy Mashgiach HaChisorna Echad. It does not pay attention to being missing one. For example, says the Rush, it says Yaakov Avinu had 70 members of his family. Count them, they're only 69. So I know Rashi's pshat and all the other pshatim and the Vilna Gaon's pshat, all the various perushim, whether you want to count Yosef, Serach, Yaakov, the Shechina, various pshatim. Says the Rush, none of them are right. You want to know why it says 70? Because we rounded it off, because it doesn't matter if you're missing one. V'chein arbaim yaken.
Reckon a mikveh had 39 saw, and it should be kosher, just missing one. There's only one.
So I have to see. When does this apply? I'll give you another example. How many people do you need for a minyan?
Ten
people. Frek the Gemara Bracha is Amar Rav Huna. Tisha v'aroin mitstarfin. Nine and an aroin count. Amar Rav Nachman v'aroin gavrahu. Is the aroin a gavra? El Amar Rav Huna tisha nirin ka'asara mitstarfin. Nine that look like ten. Nine that look like ten is a good minyan. Now what does nine that look like ten? Gemara says, either they're very close, so you can't, you know, or they're very spread apart. Now usually, if you did a psychological study, you ever see these minyanim, you have this big room, when you have ten people in the shul, do they all sit on the same table? No. One guy's and three guys are in the coat room still, it doesn't matter, right? They spread out, medalit kanf, that's usually how it is. Also an option. Okay, so says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's the pshat that nine that look like ten count? But you need ten to make a minyan. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this day on the Gemara holds, again, we don't hold this lahalacha, that nine is ten because we don't pay attention to one. If you're missing one, it doesn't count. That this day holds, you only need nine for a minyan. So ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, so why do they have to look like ten? He says, just because there's another factor involved. Because since minyan is learnt out from v'nekdashti b'sach b'nei Yisrael, that it has to be a situation where you're sanctifying God's name, it needs to look like this is a kiddush Hashem, ein davar shebeminyan pachas me'asar, ein davar shebekdusha pachas me'asar. So the nirin ka'asara is not because otherwise you don't have ten. You have ten. Nine is ten. It's just you don't have the element of the fact of the element of kiddush Hashem here. That's how Rabbi Yosef Engel learns. Again, that's not lahalacha, but that explains that day in the Gemara. So, you'll ask, so then I only need two for a zimon maybe, and I only need two for a court case. That's right, that's true. It's true. The Gemara says in Brachas, and daf mem hey, itmar, shnayim sha'achlu ka'achas. Two people that ate together. Pligi Rav v'Rav Yochanan. Chad Omar imratzu lezamin mezamnim. V'chad Omar imratzu lezamin in mezamnim. Now, nobody holds your chayiv to. But there's a daya, you are allowed to. You're allowed to. And he says, the Yerushalmi says that based on this machloikis is another machloikis. Shnayim shedinahu dinam din or in dinayim din. There's a day it's a good din. There's a day it's not a good din. Says Yerushalmi, the opinion's not a good din. Goes, is l'shitase the opinion, two people can't make a mezuman. And the opinion that it is a good din, is l'shitase the opinion that two could be mezamein. So Rabbi Yosef Engel explains this very simply. Really, two could be construed as three. You're not obligated to see it that way. You're entitled to see it that way. And therefore, it is at your discretion to possibly be mezamin. And then he explains this idea al pi kabbalah. As I mentioned, you know, in a lamda shapis alakbis, he'll put in parentheses that the hezber is al pi kabbalah, and the way he says it like this. Who is the court in Shemayim? Who are the three dayanim? Abraham, Isaac, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is midas hachesed. Yitzchak is gevura, din. And Yaakov is not really, as a midah, a separate entity. He's koilel, the first two. That's the concept of im ha-koilel. The concept is usually the missing one is a synthesis of the whole group that we had in front of us. And therefore, that's the concept that we don't really need it. We don't really need... Yaakov is not Ma'akev because we already have Avraham and Yitzchak. Yaakov is there to synthesize them. But viewing the two together, they could be construed as synthesized without the entity of Yaakov. That's how... So you're not convinced yet. Your nine rayas is not enough. So I'm going to bring you more. What? We just said we could. Yeah, we just said there's a day you could shnayim shadino. There's a amanda amar two works. Now, obviously, by the way, in most situations we don't apply this. Then, in almost every halacha, we do not apply this. For example, a guy is running late, So he starts the Kriya Shema 1 second after the Zman Kriya Shema. Or according to the Mishnah Berura, he finishes, he doesn't get in the last word, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the last or the Elokeichem, it was after the Zman Kriya Shema. What percent of Kriya Shema were you Mekayim? Zero. Again, if you need to say all three parshas, so there's a shita, the first pasuk, the first parsha. In other words, if you, let's say your tefillin is a hair's breadth over the makom, do we say, well, off by 1 centimeter? No. In almost all areas of halacha, there is no wiggle room. But these are notable cases, notable exceptions, where we say off by one is good enough. Let's continue.
And the lady goes to the mikvah and one hair sticks up, and she doesn't put that one hair in the mikvah?
Also not good.
Not good?
Nope.
So why is one hair?
First, let's get the facts, and then we'll try to figure out why. Okay? The Gemara Menachah is Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Ask you a question. Let's say, what's your telephone number, sir? No, you don't want to say. I'll make it up. 917-323-5619.
Bingo.
Right? And I got it, right? So, let's say instead of dialing 917, I dial 918. Do I talk to you like 90% just with a lot of static? No. Doesn't work, you know? I'm trying to get in... trying to get into the shul. And instead of putting in, like every shul, 613, I put in 614. Doesn't work. But there are elements, areas in halacha where we say off by one, that's good enough. Here's another case. Look at number 26. Gemara Menachas, Nam Gimel Amud Beis. Tanya Hayaramei Raimer. Chayiv Adam Levarech Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. Shenemar V'yatah Yisrael Ma Hashem L'kel Hashem L'ach. Says Rashi, Ma Kari Bay Maya. So we always thought, I don't know, there's like a chayk. There's a chayk that it says ma, we read it Maya. Why do you read it Maya? Don't say Maya. It says only 45 brachas a day. How do you have a right to add another 55 brachas? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is the exact same principle. By the way, this is not the principle of Imhamila. This is a principle of Imhakoilel. Okay, and we're going to get to the difference. It says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the drasha of Al Tikri Ma Ela Mea is based on this principle that Chasar Achas is not a Hoysafa, is not a Chasarain. You have a right to add an Aleph, so why didn't it say it? It's like it said it. It's not a big deal if it's missing one. This is a drasha that we learn out of Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Another example, look at number 29. Where do you put a mezuzah? The right side. Why the right side? Why do you put on the right side?
Right-handed.
Says the Gemara, Kaman Kra Meir Eimar, Damar Ameir, Miyamin, Mismal. Miyamar, Mahi, Detanya, Beisecha, Biasecha, Minayimin. The way you come in. Because it says, Beisecha, your house. Al Tikri, Beisecha, Ella, Biasecha. The way you come in. But it don't say that. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Yesh Lomer Gamke, number 30, De'inyin Hadrasha Hu Kanal, De'maisifin HaKoilo. You're allowed to add the Koilo, do Aleph, B'toicha Teva, V'nasa, Mi Beisecha, Biasecha. And there are other examples like this. There's Yushami that darshans Yehi Mekarcha Baruch, Yehi Mekoira Echa, Lekever Baruch. Here's my favorite example. You know, the Abar Benel learns that this week's Haftarah in the Navi Evadia, Abar Benel learns that there's a prophecy that at the end of days, all the Jews who have been lost to our people throughout the millennia, through first forced conversions and so forth, will ultimately return to us one day. In fact, we see it in our times. There are a few people who are in our community who actually, I had a contact with, they were converted by Rabbi Steinberg, Rabbi Chaimov, who were people of descent of Muranos. They came, their families came from Puerto Rico, and they had yichus brivos that they're descended from the Spanish Inquisition, and they were converted by the Bezdin of this neighborhood back to the faith. This is the fruition of this nevuah. But the truth is, it's a medrash. The medrash says, in the medrash Shachat Avin Tehillim, Amar Rab Rechia b'shem Rabbi Huda, ba'es hahi yoivel shai l'mayra. In that time, they will bring gift, yoivel shai, gematria bohem, shehem avian oisam doironois l'melech hamashiach. At the end of days, they will bring a gift to the king of King Mashiach. What will they bring? Yoivel. What's Yoivel? Yoivel is gematria 47. Yoivel is gematria 47. Gematria bohem. Gematria bohem. Gematria bohem. So the question is, wait a second. Yoivel is gematria 48. Bohem is gematria 47. How does the Medrash have a right to darshan that Yoivel is equal to Bohem? Bohem is 47. Yoivel is 48. So there's a commentary on the Medrash. The Medrash Shachatov Perush Mahari HaKoyen. He says Perush Yoivel Oila Misbar Bohem Rak Sheechad Yeser VeEchad Enoy Male Umoyred Beminyan LaHoyrei Shebohem Atzman Hashai VaHamincha. So here's an example of a Medrash. The explicit words of the Medrash are the gematria of Yoivel is Bohem, even though it's one off. Now, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you look in the commentary on the Medrash, Zayis Ra'anan, who wrote the Zayis Ra'anan? Zayis Ra'anan is the Magen Avram's commentary on the Medrash Shar Chatov. He says not one is loy malev loy moired. He says Yoivel gematria Bohem im hamila. So now Rabbi Yosef Engel introduces a new concept that there are really two ways of getting that missing number. You could get it in through the koilel. The koilel means, besides the details, the whole entity is one. Or there's a concept you could count the word. And he says it could be the concept of counting the word is a different concept than counting the koilel. And he says in that case, really you're allowed to be two off. Because you could use the mila and you could use the koilel. And therefore the Balei HaRemez, at least, not in Halacha, are entitled, where necessary, to count the Koilel and to count the Remez. I'll give you another example.
So the
Koilel is, besides the details, the whole entity, everything together. The Mila is plus you count the word itself.
The word itself.
Now there's a third thing, is you could count the number of letters. But that's, you know, that's advanced gematria, okay? This is...
intermediate.
Yeah, well, this is 101. Here's another explicit example in the Medrash where you could be off by one. Anybody remember how old was Avraham Avinu when he left Haran?
75.
Very good. Avraham was 75. And the Medrash says, like all great people, when big things happen, they're 75. Like Esther! And the Medrash says, how do we know Esther was 75? Because her name is Hadassah, and Hadassah is gematria 75. One small problem, though. Hadassah is 74. So the Medrash says, Esther was 75, but gematria Hadassah. But Hadassah is 74. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what we learn from here is this is not a new invention of the Balei HaRemez. These were the original tools of the Tanoim who wrote the Medrash, that there's a concept that when it comes to numbers, you're allowed to be off by one. Here's another example. Another example. Now, if you want to collect Social Security a year early, I don't know, you could try, I don't know. But here's another example the Maral uses. Maral says that we know that the words of Kriya Shema correspond to the Evarav Shel Adam. The problem is, if you count the words of Kriya Shema, you only have 245. Okay, so there are different ways. Kel Melech Neman. Now, you don't say it when you're down with a minion, Kel Melech Neman. Rav Moshe, I don't think Rav Moshe held to say it, Bechlal, Kel Melech Neman. Hashem lekechem emes, nah, Mishnah Berurah says that's not the real reason. The Mishnah Berurah says the last three words, you know where you get it from. You get it from v'yatzev v'nachem mekayim v'yashem v'nemon v'yav v'chavet v'nechem v'nor v'naira v'adrim sugunim kol v'toiv v'yafe. 15 vavs. 5 times vav is what? 30. 30 is Hashem's name, but Hashem is 26 plus the four letters. It's a Mishnah Berurah. So you have 90. 15 times Vav. That's three Yud Kei Vav case. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Zayar. The Maharal says, no. Ima Koilel. What do you mean, Ima Koilel? We're off by three. Yeah, but you have three Koilels. Shema, Vahayim, Shamaya, Vahayimah. That's how the Maharal learns, how you get 248 words in Kriya Shema. Another Raya, Raya number 15, if you don't trust me yet, okay? It's a Mishnah in Menachos. The Mishnah Menachos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Look at number 38. If a person is Menadev Mincha, you bring 60 Yisaroin in one kli. What if I say I want to bring 61 Yisaroin? You put 60 in one kli and one in the other. Says the Gemara, why? Why are we such a stickler for that one? The Mishnah says like this. Because the most a tzibur will ever bring in one kli is 61. When is that? The first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, you'll put 61 in Yisaroin and one kli. And the yachid always has to be one less than the tzibur. That's the Mishnah Menachos. So if you're saying, oh, once no, why does a yachid always have to be one less than a tzibur? Where do we get this from? That if I want to bring 61, no, 60 in one cup, one in the other. Because you can't be more than a tzibur. What is this compelling logic? An individual always has to be one less than a tzibur? Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it's very simple. Because by very definition, a tzibur is always one more than the collective sum of its parts. Why? Because if this tzibur is 5 or 15, it's automatically 16 in my koila, the 15 people and the entity. So by the very definition, an individual is always conceptually one less than the tzibur. Therefore, if a tzibur will sometimes bring 61, the yachid will bring 60. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you ready? One last one. Avraham Avinu is davening Tashem number 40. Vayomer al no yichar ladoi shem v'adabro acha pamula imotze unsham asara vayomer lo yashchis v'avor ho asara. So Avraham says, don't be upset at me. Let me daven. Ach! Ach is a miyot. Avraham ready daven for 50, 45, 40, 30, 20. And 10. And by his last tefillah, he said the word ach. Why does he use the word ach? Says Arachayim HaKadosh. He's being memait. Because you would think if he's asking for 10, 9 will be good enough. Says Arachayim HaKadosh, because you could be missing one. He's saying ach, saying this is my last request, 10, and I'm not going lower. This, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, is also an explicit enunciation of this principle that minus 1 doesn't count. That's why Avraham Avinu had to especially say, when I ask for 10, I mean 10 and not less than 10. So going back to our original question.
Who means 10?
Avram says, I'm only davening for 10 and I'm not going to ask for 9. Even though by saying 10, typically you would think 9 is also good. I'm explicitly excluding that. Okay? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, so when Yaakov Avinu says, Im lavan garti v'eichar adata, Im lavan garti, the tayag mitzvah shema, we asked, but he didn't. But he violated living with two sisters. So all the terutzim and all the rationalizations. But he didn't keep living with. The answer is nishkeferlach. He's only off by one. He kept 612. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. The words of Yaakov Avinu are a raya to this yesoid. Chasar achas enoy chisaron. And then he says something amazing.
How come 101 times you learn? He's compared to 109. One time only, and it's not, you can't compare 101 to 100. Why is that?
So he says, what do we call when you have a covenant with God? A bris. What's the numerical value of bris? 612. 612, yeah! You only need 612, because once you do 612, it's like 613. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel writes. So my father asked me, well, we know that if somebody is a mumar l'davar echad, he's a mumar l'chol ha'tayra kula. You can't be, yeah? That's when you are contravening the mitzvah. Someone who's a mumur l'davar echad. So he's saying that I don't believe in the roya echad from where everything is coming from. But if somebody, now Yaakov was excused for this one. In other words, if somebody is not excused, as we mentioned, when it comes to almost every other area in halacha, there is almost no room for deviation, for lacking, for chesaron, for giroin. But there are instances where we say off by one counts. I'm going to give you a few more examples that don't come from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Don't go anywhere. Don't even prepare to go anywhere, okay? So look at number 41. The Chidah wants to know, in Bamidbar, you have all the Shvatim. How come they all add up to 22,000, you know, 53,500? Talk about family planning, right? What, the whole Shevet got together, and they had a town meeting, and they said, look, we want to get to a certain tally, so don't you dare do less, and everybody made up. How's that possible? So you could say it was a miracle. It says that there's no miracle here. The Torah rounds off. If it's off by one, it says Kilu he had it, because off by one is not a big deal. He says, so he says a Chidah, and you know what the real raya you could be off by one is? This is unbelievable. Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, Ephraim u'Menashe, Keruvein v'Shimoin yiuli. Well, says the Arizal on the Ramami Pano, the gematria of Reuven and Shimon is the exact same gematria as Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe and Ephraim, Keruvein v'Shimon. Exactly, Ephraim and Menashe equals Reuven v'Shimon, except it's off by one. So we see, says the Chidah, that if Yaakov Avinu is saying Ephraim and Menashe is equal to Reuven and Shimon, and they're off by one, must be, could be off by one. One more. And then another one. And then we could go. Okay.
And then we'll end with the story.
So we know, I've said this over many times, but in this context, we know that the Mishnah says in the end of Makos, that Rabbi Kiva was in the Harabayas, and the other Tanaim were with him, and they saw the foxes walking on the Harabayas, and Rabbi Kiva was laughing, and they were crying. So we said over an amazing shot from Rabbi Yamin Vitali, that who are these foxes on the Harabayas that Rabbi Kiva saw and was laughing? Shualim, if you unscramble it, it could spell Yishmael. So Rabbi Kiva knew that in the end of days, the Yishmaelim will be prancing on the Harabayas. And we know the end of Chayisara, the beginning of Toldois. The end of Chayisara is the fall of Yishmael. The beginning of the Toldois is the Hailada of Klal Yisrael. And the Baal Turim says, right when Yishmael falls, that's when Ben David will come. So Rabbi Kiva foresees the Yishmaelim on the Harabais. The only thing is, Shualim does not spell out Yishmael. It's missing what letter? Aleph.
One.
What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? And you'll say, I don't know. So the sources are in the Medrash. The sources are in various Rayas and Shas. The Trumas Hadeshen himself, one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, there's a collection of his minhagim called Leket Yosher. And who's a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Leket Yosher recounts that the Trumas Hadeshen said, the fact that you could be off by one is mavur in our Rashi, that comes from Chazal. Because we have a tradition that if we would have been in Eretz Yisrael, the number of years, Kaminyan V'noishantem, which is 852 years, then it would be Niskayim in us, Va'avadatem Mehera, right? Kisoylid banim, uvnei banim, v'noishantem, ba'aretz, v'hishchatem, v'azizem, right? Hishar melecha, ki avoy toivedun. That if we would have been in Israel 852 years, growing stale there, then Hashem would have had to destroy us. So He did us a big favor. He kicked us out 2 years earlier, after 850 years, right? We know before we built the Bayis Rishon, we were there 440 years, and the Bayis Rishon stood 410, so we were in Israel 850. We got out just in the split second, 2 years, 2 years before the Noishantem. Yeah? Wait a second. Hashem gypped us out an extra year. We could have been in Eretz Yisrael another year, 851 years, and still it would not have been fulfilled the Noishantem. Why did Hashem have to kick us out after 850? He could have gotten us an extra year. You know why? Because if we would have been there 851, that's already 852. That's why if Hashem said 852, we had to leave 250. Now, when this applies, and when this doesn't apply, Don't take it into your own hands, okay? It almost never applies. It almost never applies. Chazal b'chachmasam knew when it applies. It concludes Rabbi Yosef Engel, and this is how we're going to conclude. Ubasi rak l'ha'er. I'm just telling you, you know? I'm just telling you that it applies. When it applies and how it applies, that's l'fi ro'ois einei chachamim. Have a great day, Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.